Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So Jen Hobby, we started to talk about this on Friday a little bit, and I almost feel like it's the elephant in the room here. Because you alluded to it a little bit from this weekend.
I didn't allude to it.
You said it was going to be a rough weekend during the 5:30 Club, and you said something about...
Yeah,
You made two jokes about it earlier this morning that just sort of brought attention to it.
Yes. Off the air.
Off the air. and now we're on the air.
And yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, my boyfriend and I broke up last week, and I'm, you know, going through all that.
Sucks.
It didn't help that Koba Kelly was in here singing a love song.
That's what Jen said this
definitely
morning.
Definitely didn't help. No. She's got great music. But yeah, so I don't really know what to say much about it. It just sucks. You know, it's just hard to make change when it comes to that part of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. And was a mutual type deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just still in that phase where I'm sad about it and like just trying to spend time with friends. And I've got incredible, amazing girlfriends who've been awesome. And we've just been hanging out together and, you know, trying to.
How many hours of retail therapy did you do on Saturday?
Oh, my God. So much. It was awesome. We went to Perimeter, which, by the way, I do think is the best mall in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a fan of the Perimeter?
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
It's a good mall.
And we tore through that place. Mm-hmm. I mean, we started at Nordstrom and went boot shopping. And then, we just ran through that place. I'm going to be hurting for that when the bills come in next month.
That's a promotion that every retailer should have is retail therapy something for all newly single ladies.
Bring us your broken heart, get 15% off anything for one day.
Yes.
It's like opening a Macy's card.
Is retail therapy by yourself or generally do you solicit other women to go with?
I think you could do it either way. I think either way works, but I think it was definitely more fun with a couple of friends. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. They're like, you look so good in that. Oh my God, you have to buy that.
That must
be in your closet or whatever. So, a lot of that kind of thing. And just spending time with friends and, you know, I don't really know what else to say about it.
Is this the rocking the refrigerator back and forth thing? Or do you think that this is really?
I don't know. I mean.
At this point.
I don't know. I mean, it's certainly, I'm not happy about it, but I think that's it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's a refrigerator rocking back and forth thing. It's not going to be like the couple you know that's like on again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again.
I hope not. I said to Jen on Friday, it's like, it sucks for her. I think it sucks for her that you have to feel these kind of feelings of a breakup so it feels to me so soon after a divorce where that was so painful and then the feelings of a breakup. God, it just feels like you should go through a hating man phase.
I'm not mad. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not angry or mad or anything. I mean, it was like, it's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sad.
Okay. Done?
Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Except that I need some good, like, breakup music or something.
How's your dog's big swollen vagina?
Oh, God. Carolina's still in heat. Still going.
She's like, when it rains, it pours.
Hey, Tracy, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Jen. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
I feel so bad for Jen, but I got two words that might help cheer you up.
Yeah.
Call Stifler.
Oh, yeah, that's gone Stifler. Swimmingly
yeah,
in the past.
That sounds so well.
That's what you want to do with somebody who's got a broken heart is just cut it into little pieces
it's
and feed
like,
it. Yeah.
It's try to get in touch with a guy that hasn't paid any attention to you at all.
Yeah,
probably not
be,
a good
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, that'd be really great. Yeah.
It's 8:26 now, Q100. When we come back, we got to talk more about the balloon boy situation again. No shock for anybody. It was a hoax. Who knew?
No yeah. way. You're kidding me. Really?
Who knew?
Really?
Yes.
No. Making their kid puke
Come
on national TV.
They were so real.
Jerk.
Scared.
Talk about it next.
All the hits Q100. Now, Burt Show traffic and weather with Wendy.
Still dealing with trouble if you're in town. This is 20 eastbound at Boulevard, a left lane block due to this injury crash. Also, if you're traveling in town, connector southbound, that crash near North Avenue has finally been cleared. Dealing with the heavy delays on 75 back to Mount Perrin Road. If you're on 400 southbound, you're packed in as you leave the toll plaza and approaching Lenox Road. Making your way down 85 southbound near Jimmy Carter Boulevard, that earlier crash has also been cleared. Right around a 16-minute ride from 316 as you make your way down to Spaghetti Junction and up top 285 westbound, crowding in just off 85, but it's on and off the brakes over to Ashford, Dunwoody, and the merge onto Georgia 400. Traffic brought to you by Kroger. Weather for today, gonna see lots of sunshine, high 64. Tomorrow it's gonna be more sunshine, high of 70. Currently 36 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
Hey, Kendra, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I'm just really tired. Just slash his tires, do something to his car, because guys worship their cars. So by you doing that, he's going to be just as hurt as you are.
How'd that work out with Tamika and Usher?
Yep.
In a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope that when a breakup happens, the guy's a little bit more upset by the breakup than his car
his
getting assaulted.
Tire.
Yes. That'll make him hurt as much as you as if you hurt his car.
That's not really my style.
Slashing his tire.
Yeah.
Why don't we prank call him? Let's prank call him.
Hey, Aisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just want to say I enjoy your show and I follow all of you on Twitter.
Oh, thanks.
Bert, I saw your tweet over the weekend. You said you got a letter from the Landmark Diner. You were going to talk about it. Are you going to say anything about it? What's going on?
I did.
Thank you for that.
I forgot to do that today. If we have time to do it today, we'll do it today. And if not, tomorrow. Yeah, I did. I got two letters from the Landmark Diner.
Two.
Actually, on Friday. And for those of you that haven't been following along, Landmark Diner was one of my go-to, you know, like late dinner places.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out for a couple hours. You need to sober up a little bit. For me, it was Landmark Diner for the last 7 years. And unfortunately, over the last 6 months, I've had a couple of things happen there where I just can't go back. One, Stacy and I went there late night one night, and our waiter just stunk. Oh, it was real in the worst way. To where, like, his stank remained at the table for 60 seconds, you know, when he left. Then there was an incident where a friend of ours bit into an apple pie and she found a fingernail in her mouth.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
That's
me
the
out.
Worst.
From the Landmark Diner. And I talked about that a couple of times and some listeners called up also saying they saw some stuff there. So I thought it was done. And then on Friday, I got two really thick envelopes from the Landmark Diner.
And, well, they collected pubes from everybody who was there one day and put them all in one envelope.
So I didn't read it. I promised I would read it for the very first time while we were in studio, and I'll read it on the air. So what I'll probably end up doing is just give it to Jeff just to make sure, like, the last line says, doesn't say, don't read this on the radio. No. And if not, then I'll just read it.
Or the first line says, plaintiff.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah. Either one of those two.
No, I read the first, like, line, and I think it's from the owner of Landmark Diner.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, you know what? I'm not going to read the rest of this until we're on the air on Monday.
Ooh.
So, if we get to it today, great. If not, then I'll do it tomorrow morning. But I don't think he's real happy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, because we kept reiterating these stories. And, you know, but at least you ate the food when Tennessee beat Georgia. So, at least, you know, you still dine there.
Maybe I got to tell you what, though, man. If it's coupons the way we all feel today, I could be there at 10 o'clock. If there's like a 20% off.
Well, you have to drive since I can't freaking drive.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.